Welcome into Diamonds in the Desert. Haley Stasiak and Jordan Hamm here inside the Diamondbacks clubhouse area. Let's talk a little bit this week about the NL West and the additions that have been made in terms of player trades and player signings and just the overall look of the NL West. We'll start out with the Dodgers since they went to the World Series, came up short there, lost Yu Darvish, but obviously still have most of the 2017 team. What are you looking forward to with them?
You know, it's one of those things where I think a lot of people have the feeling that they might regress a little bit because they were trying to get under that tax threshold. So they were trying to cut some salaries. They didn't pursue Yu Darvish, so they lose a big closer there. You know, there's between Rich Hill, Alex Wood, there's some injury concern in the rotation, but you still have Clayton Kershaw, you still have Corey Seager, Justin Turner's coming off a career year. This team is very well equipped to make another run, and I think the thing to watch out for them is they don't really have to make a move because they have Walker Buehler at the top of their farm system. They have Alex Verdugo, who you said, you know, you were watching MLB Network.
Yeah, yesterday, his general manager said that he could be the 19th rookie of the year for LA.
Yeah, so they have plenty of young talent. They're one of those teams that's very talent-rich at the major league level, but also at the farm level. So I don't really see them regressing that much. And, you know, they've shown that they can make a deal mid-season. They're not afraid to. So I think that's another route that they could go.
How about the Giants with the addition of Andrew McCutchen and Evan Longoria, big bats, big position players? Are the Giants the team to beat in the NL West this year?
I don't know if they're the team to beat. I put that between the Dodgers and the Giants. But Giants, everyone kind of wrote them off maybe a little bit coming into this year because of their struggles last year. But that's Madison Bumgarner, who's normally a very durable pitcher unless he's on a dirt bike. He's a guy that's going to give you a lot of innings, but he was out for a good chunk of the year. A lot of injuries. The wheels fall off pretty instantaneously. But you even saw when they played the Diamondbacks tough last year, and when the Diamondbacks had to go up to AT&T, they were never easy
tough,
wins.
Right?
So it was really tough. So you add McCutchen, you add Evan Longoria, you add Tony Watson in the bullpen. I think they're certainly the most improved team in the NLS and definitely in contention.
What about the Rockies? What have you kind of seen and heard at these first couple weeks of spring training that has stood out to you about this team?
You know, they have another really good core like the Diamondbacks. They have the guys that have been there a while, the Nolan Arenados, the Charlie Blackmans. So they can score the runs. Jonathan Gray took a nice step in his career last year, showing that he could be a pseudo ace. He could, if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a very, very good pitcher for them. And then you add Wade Davis, the back end of the bullpen. They got to thank Greg Holland for that because they've been able to bring in some pretty good relievers and shorten the games. And I think part of it is seeing the success that Greg Holland had when he was with the Rockies. And so then you bring in Wade Davis, who's very good. Chris Iannetta is an underrated signing there.
Right, definitely.
You know, especially we saw what he did last year. He had a very good offensive year. You put him in Coors
Field. Big part of that catching rotation.
Exactly. So, you know, there's still obviously some questions. That's kind of the thing with this entire thing. Carlos Gonzalez could come back. Jonathan Lucroy could come back. Who knows?
Big names
there. There are so many free agents that are still up for grabs, so that's something. But I think that they made some sneaky good deals this offseason.
How about the Padres? The addition of Eric Hosmer there.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that? The Padres are building up their farm system as well,
sure.
And they have potential.
And I think it was a good signing to bring Eric Hosmer in. He'll produce, even in a pitcher's ballpark, he'll produce well for them. But he was a highly touted guy coming up, and he had to grow up really quick when Kansas City was nothing. And then they ended up winning a World Series with them.
Right.
So that's a good track to show these guys what they need to do. They have some really good players that no one really knew about because they were already out of the NL West pretty early. But I think they're a couple years away, but I think the Eric Hosmer deal makes sense for them.
For the Diamondbacks, we've spoken about the outfield additions and obviously some bullpen additions. What is going to make them contenders in the NL West?
The rotation. They had a great rotation last year. You saw, Greinke get back to the pace that he was at. Robbie Ray had a career year. Taijuan Walker had a career year so far. Pat Corbin showed flashes. Zach Godley took some really nice steps. They're going to need that and then some. because this is a really tough division this year. Mm-hmm. They're going to need to continue to address that depth where it's the sixth and seventh starter, because that's what Zach Godley was at the start of the year, and then Shelby Miller went down.
Right.
He stepped in nicely. Anthony Bondo was probably going to be that guy, and then they traded him away. So they need to figure out who that next guy is. It could be a Taylor Clark type mm-hmm. guy, but they'll have to figure that out. But I really like how they've kind of stayed pat with the rotation and stuck with their guys. Those were the guys that got them to that success. And then, you know, they made those creative additions. So I think where they were this time last year is pretty similar. Obviously, it looks like it's a huge drop-off when there's no J.D. Martinez, but they didn't have him at the start of the year, and they were doing
right.
just fine.
And
they
probably that's been reiterated several times.
Right, they probably would have made the playoffs, no problem, without J.D. Martinez, but mm-hmm. he provided that jolt. I'm looking forward to seeing what Souza can do, because he's a guy that definitely has some holes in his game so far, but I think he's addressing that. And when you hear he's a Paul Goldschmidt type, that can only excite Diamondback
right.
fans.
An early look at the NL West here this spring 2018 from the Diamondbacks camp in Scottsdale. Haley Stasiak and Jordan Hamm, Diamonds in the Desert, thanks for joining us.